Hey everyone, before we start the show, I wanted to let you know that we have updated our Patreon page. Now, not only do you get early access to episodes, including Two-Headed Serpent, Curse of Strahd, Eberron and more, but now we are releasing Patreon exclusive playthroughs. Currently, we are playing through The Space Between, a modern day Call of Cthulhu scenario GM'd by the one and only Scott Dord. So if that sounds good to you and you want to keep the show going and help us keep releasing every week, then please head over to patreon.com/HowWeRollPodcast. Now, on with the show. Hello and welcome back to How You Roll Podcast. I am Joe Trier, your host and Dungeon Master, and tonight we are returning to our D&D one-shot, Murder on the Eberron Express. Before we start the show, let me introduce our players, or should I say, our suspects. We have Aaron playing Bernard Copperpot, the train conductor. Owen playing Scalak Metalmane, our victim's former business partner. Tracy playing Indra Tilrana, our victim's secret lover. Curin playing Ronan Brattier, our victim's long-lost son. And lastly, Lisa playing Belladonna, our mysterious ice queen. Now that the cast has been introduced, let us return to our story.
Joe, while all this is happening, has the... So that at this point, the dining car has been opened, yeah?
Yes.
So as... I'm still trying to get to the cargo hold. So as Bernard comes out with Sam Squanch and screams, and everyone looks... I'm going to try and slip into the dining car at that point and move on, unseen.
Okay, so give me a stealth roll to see if you can do it without anyone noticing.
Baby.
You're about to get charmed, bro.
can I assist that?
Welcome to the army of Indra.
How would you do it?
I'd like to have come out, poked my head out the door of Jeeves' room, seen what's going on, kind of clocked what's all going on, seen... him going towards the car to keep going. And I'm just going to split decision, decide to make a chance, and then try to distract.
And people. So we make eye contact as that happens, and I don't know where, but she looks familiar to me, and I just kind of... Yep. She winks at me, and I kind of nod. Like, there's an understanding that...
He's seen me in offices, kind of slipping out or slipping in, but never seen what I do. But yeah. You kind of get an idea.
So advantage?
Okay. So, well, what are you actually doing to distract and who are you distracting? So who's the person who's not going to notice this?
The person that we don't want to notice this is Bernard.
Okay. So what are you doing to distract Bernard as he storms by you?
Bernard, there you are. There you are. You know, I think that you are right. And I think that... we need to get that Warforged to guard his body right now. I've spoken with Jeeves. We agree on this. So can you help
Theodore.
Us? Let's do this. Theodore. It's a horrible, horrible nickname from when we were younger. I'm so sorry. I shouldn't use that anymore. I really shouldn't. It's disrespectful. So, Ted, Theodore and I agree that you should help us. Can we get the Warforged from the cargo cars and bring him up?
I mean, I would ask, am I even listening to you at this stage? Because I am seeing red right now.
I think that's a really good question. I think it's going to take a roll. So I think persuasion roll would be a good one, or an intimidate.
Like a Marx Brothers train car distraction silliness, like dancing him around the car.
The way you described it sounds like a persuasion.
Okay. I don't think I have any modifications. I don't have a modifier for a persuasion.
Because my tunnel vision at the moment.
Modifier.
Oh, all right.
You have a charisma.
Cool. I do.
I assume so.
It's not very high. 10. Nope.
So he doesn't. He just storms by. He doesn't even listen to you. He's charging on.
Okay, we'll get that done then. Great. Glad you agree.
So Bernard, you just see the door to the dining car open, and Scalak just strides through and disappears from sight.
As I'm watching, go on.
I was just going to say, seeing the door open, my seething levels of rage are so high. I am literally sweating with rage right now. I roar as I run in full sprint towards the galley, and I'm going to find him, and I'm gonna knock his ass out.
As I see, because I'm trying to sneak in, and as I see him, for some reason, not worry about the murder anymore, but now me getting my cheese. As I perceive his thinking to be, I'm getting a cheese toastie, going, I just want some fried food. I'm very hungover. A cheese toastie, a sausage, it's all I'm looking for. That man is a murderer. And I point at the gun. And God, I can't give a name. Ronan. My own brother, can't give us a name. Just for the show, IRL, my brother's called Ronan, not Kern's my brother. Anyway, go on.
So I think the gun, no one's deep. Claimed the gun, if I'm right.
Oh, I wanted to scoop it up. I totally wanted to do that shit. I forgot.
But no one did. I think the scholar has picked it up, and he kind of looked at it, and let's see if he can get it to fire.
Damn it.
He doesn't. So he then points it at.
Why is he trying
Ronan
to shoot someone?
Goes,
stop there.
And he pulls the trigger, and nothing happens.
Oh. Never mind.
Nothing happens or it clicks?
Nothing happens at all.
Okay.
Nothing happens at all.
Okay, because they're very different.
And so Bernard, who are you attacking at this point? As you, like, I feel that you're kind of right in the middle of everybody.
I'm blood rage. I am all out orc right now. And I just almost jump dive onto.
I'm not moving, right? I'm just...
Yeah, you've been told not to move.
I'm just chilling.
Where your close friend.
And I flying kick him from halfway across the train.
So don't roll to hit because I'm not moving. You need to roll for damage.
Wait, are you hitting me or are you hitting Kurd? I'm so confused.
Is it hitting Kurd?
I'm going for Curran. That's all I can see at the moment.
So we're not going to combat this at all. I just imagine this 7-foot sort of behemoth fly kicks this essential child standing still with a dazed sort of expression on his face, gazing at the beautiful Indura, and just disappears off the screen.
I love that don't move. Whack!
Oh.
This is brutal.
Crunch.
Amazing.
Yes.
Wow.
So let's fast forward this on a few minutes, to which let's have everyone in the dining car, apart from possibly Skalik, if you don't want to be.
The only thing I'm trying to do is get through the fucking dining car, through the galley. That's all I'm trying
All he wants is a cheese toastie.
So a few minutes have passed. So everyone's in the dining car. Everyone sat down at various tables, looking a combination of angry, meek, and confused. I think that Ronan is tied up. And I feel that Bernard is marching back and forth. But Skalik, you have made it out of the dining car, the other end, and are making your way down through the galley, where beautiful smells of cooking are there. I think there's like three or four goblins on the counters cooking up a riot, but they don't pay you a great deal of attention because first class passengers have the freedom of the train.
Okay.
There, you make your way into second class, where it is absolutely full. And
before
you
I get as I leave the galley and go into second class, can I try and lock the door behind me, or jimmy it shut somehow? Or ideally, I'd like to let's say pick up some sort of pin or fork in the galley and try and lockpick it to lock the door behind me.
Sure, give me a
sleight of hand.
It would be a sleight of hand. If you don't have tools, or if you're not trained in thieves' tools, you'll be doing this at disadvantage.
Oh fuck! I rolled a 23 with my first roll, and with my second roll, I rolled a 22. Yay!
You've done it. So you not only do you lock the door, but you do it without breaking the lock.
And I'm just going to make my way onto the cargo hold if possible, but gregariously walking through second class, because I'm assuming I'm in my flat cap and double-breasted coat. Maybe not flat cap and double-breasted coat, but now the coat is off because I'm in the train, obviously. Like, suspenders, fancy shirt, dress pants. Like, I clearly don't belong in second class, but, like, gregariously going, almost like a dilettante who's like, oh, look, this is how the other half lives. And, like, but friendly to people there, so that I don't look suspicious. I just look like I'm clueless.
Oh, yeah. So imagine this is a bit like going from, like, first class or business class at a plane down into economy. So everything's much, much smaller. There's way more people than there should be in this cabin. But it's also 6 a.m, so, like, all the blinds are closed. There's, like, lighting, but it's really dim. Most people are asleep or, like, trying to get some sort of facsimile of sleep. And they've been on this train for, like, 2 days or 3 days now. So there's definitely a smell. So you kind of make your way through to the cargo hold at the back. The initial door is not locked, so you kind of slide that open and you get in this corridor which connects the two cars. And this sort of breeze of freezing cold air hits you, and the cargo door is different. This is completely different to the other doors. This is made of solid metal and it appears to be glowing faintly.
So I'm going to start trying to pick this lock and get into this second door. But before I do that, and before I enter, you know, it's kind of the initial door of the car, you're saying, kind of between the carriages. I'm going to cast Major Image on the door, so it's got, like, unless you're an employee of the train company, you wouldn't realize this, but it's got, like, barriers across it, chains, like a deadbolt, like, you know, like you see, like, on old portcullises, it's like a big bar across it, just locking the thing down.
So and you're making it look like it's more locked than it is.
Yes, like you can't just walk in the initial door. So I'm hoping that they won't even try and walk into the room I'm sitting in, like this small little corridor.
Okay. So you look at this lock and you think it is more solid. You do think that you can jimmy it open, but it's going to take quite a lot of time. And you realise that the glowing light is a safety mechanism, that if you fuck it up, you're going to take quite a nasty arcane shock.
So as I realise this, can I still, while my major image is up, like, go back in between the carriages, look down the side of the carriage, maybe, like, do a pull up to look at the roof of the carriage, see is there another way into this cargo hold?
Ooh, okay. So there's no easy way of getting onto the roof, so you're going to actually have to pull apart the sort of sliding metal that makes the sort of shell of this connecting tunnel, but it's definitely doable. You sort of push your way up into the morning darkness and immediately are assailed with this really powerful wind, and you gaze up and then I need you to give me a perception roll.
Perception roll, okay. I don't think my plus modifier, but I rolled d20. Oh, I crit failed, okay.
Oh boy.
Let's not worry about my modifier.
So there does not seem to be anything there, and you go to, like, get yourself. Did you roll a one?
As I peek up over the carriage, I realize there's a tunnel coming down, and my head ducks down really quickly before I get decapitated, and just like, well, that's the end of the
thing. No, because you rolled a one.
Oh, I'm not getting decapitated, am I?
So you get decapitated. Yeah.
So you basically pulled apart these sort of metal, these sort of connecting metal plates to go up, and you pushed yourself up. So sort of like your arms and your head, and you can't see anything. And then they've tightened around you, and you've gone to go down again, and you can't. You're basically stuck with your legs dangling 6 feet below.
Sanjo, cheers, thanks, man.
And your half your body out of the train. And I think we're gonna flick back to everyone else. So a few minutes have passed. So Bernard, would you prefer to put everyone in the dining car where you can watch them, or do you want everyone back in first class?
I don't really want to keep corruption down at the murder scene as closely as possible. Is there any place on the train where I can kind of detain them, that I can keep an eye on all of them at once?
And the dining car is the best place to do that.
All right. What I'm going to do then is I'm going to put one of the large tablecloths over the murder scene to just cover it from prying eyes. And around that, you know the...
Abracadabra.
you know the little rope things that you have in like queues for checkouts and things like that.
Yeah.
Kind of those things. It's normally used to
cordon off an area.
Cordon off an area for you know, passengers if they want like private times and keep other passengers away from them. But I'm going to use it to cordon off the crime scene, and I'm going to have everyone sit at the back of the dining car towards the two tables at the back, and I'm going to be sitting at the front bar, just sitting there with my arms crossed, looking at all of them.
So what have you done with Ronan?
Ronan is now fully restrained, ankles and wrists bound. He's
so it will have to be with like sheets and things. I don't think you've got any like manacles or anything like that.
Let's see. What would you find on a train that you could probably use to tie someone up with?
Binding rope from the cargo car.
Yeah.
But you'd have to go to the cargo car if you want to.
Ah, you would, yeah.
Well, I could call for it from one of the goblins.
Yeah, you could. You could send a goblin.
Sam Squanch.
Yeah.
You could definitely send a goblin down.
Either Sam Squanch or one of his mates.
Okay, so you can send Sam Squanch down. Or would you like to send one of the... So there's, you know, there's three goblins in the galley who are making, who'd be making breakfast now. So you can send one of them if you'd prefer.
Yeah, has Sam Squanch finished his phone call to...
He hasn't come back yet, no.
Okay. So I'll wait for Sam Squanch to finish up what he's
doing.
Send
him down. Okay, so you're sending him to get... So in the meantime, while you're waiting for rope, how is Ronan restrained?
Well, until he's... I'm basically holding him there. Is he unconscious or is he awake? Or
no, he's awake.
Okay, so...
He's looking a bit sorry for himself. I think he's probably got like a huge black eye.
I've got a big footprint in my back.
A big lump coming out of his jaw or something.
Okay, so everyone's there. And I think... So the only people that are missing are the spouse. She's not there. The retainer's not there. And the Skalik's not there either. There's no sign of Skalik. So the last time you saw Skalik, he'd run into this room. And everyone else, I guess you're sat around. The one thing I will say is now that everyone's sort of sat in the room and lights are now on, so everyone who's in here, so Belladonna, Indra, and well, Bernard and Ronan, I'd like you all to make me a very quick perception roll. If you want to give me a straight intelligence, that's fine as well.
Okay.
So 5 from Bernard.
Straight intelligence. So I get a plus 1. Not bad.
Jesus. 10.
17.
All right.
So, yeah, 10 from Belladonna. Ooh, 17 from Ronan and 16. So, it's from Indra. So, Indra and Ronan, one thing that you realize is that although Egan was shot in the back, there would have been a hell of a lot of blood. So, whoever was the murderer would have been covered in blood.
Hmm.
Let's see if a scholar notices that as well.
Can I also just ask, have I been able to search Ronan at this point? For maybe a murder weapon or something like that?
Well, the murder weapon's the gun, and the gun is in the hands of the scholar right now.
Yeah, but do I know that?
Well, he's been shot by a gun. You searched everybody... as they got into the train, no one had a gun on them, but Egan has been waving this gun around for the last 2 days.
And the gun was thrown on the ground by Ronan, but he found it where?
Yeah. He found it.
We don't know.
Uh-huh. He had the gun on him.
Yeah.
Maybe if someone was who had charmed me might ask me where I found something like that, I might be so inclined.
I was trying to
such information.
That's a new level of meta.
Don't worry. But Ronan does not have blood all over him.
He does not.
And the scholar's not here.
I'm going to...
Scholar is
okay,
here,
good.
So my bad, yeah.
I'm going to send a message to Ronan. Message him.
Okay.
Where did you find that gun, darling?
Where did I find that gun?
So a message is a spell current, so basically...
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Only you can hear it.
Only you can hear it. Yeah.
Okay.
You can reply.
You're asking
message, though, can't you?
Where can I? I can't reply with the same.
Yeah, you can reply.
You
as
reply
well,
once
so
up to 25 words.
Yeah.
Okay. So you were asking, where did I find the gun? I'll say it was next to the body when we first saw it.
I'm just going to look him in the eyes to see if I think he's telling the truth.
Ooh, okay. So give me that insight roll.
This is such a serious play if he's a murderer. And he goes, look at this murder weapon I found. What a meta play.
And Curran, can you give me a deception roll?
Curran is such a mad bastard. That's what he do too.
What is the deception?
He's probably got a plus 20.
Seven. It's plus 7, yeah.
I rolled a 6, so I totally believe it. Like, yep.
But 24.
He is utterly convincing.
Yeah, that's where he found it. He found it on the floor.
Utterly convincing, yeah.
Who's in the room?
So the only people who aren't in the room are Skalek, the spouse, so Megan, and Theodore.
Teddy Theodore.
I remember I overheard Belladonna speaking in Thieves' Cant, right?
Yes.
So I can also speak.
Oh, that's, I was speaking it to you.
Yeah, I remember that. Wait, was that to me? It was to me, yeah. Right. Anyway, so in like regular conversation, I'm basically going to say, I don't think anyone in this room killed Egan.
I agree. So really, sir, and I look at Bernard and say, I really think this is excessive for us. I really, really don't want to be beating up someone like this in the wake of a murder that we haven't solved. So can we untie him?
He was found sneaking around. I also believe he was the one who originally unlocked the cart to the murder scene earlier this morning.
So is the crime somebody who unlocked the cart, or is the crime somebody who murdered Egan? I'm just trying to clarify.
But I'm sorry, sir, but you had the murder weapon. We all saw you. You had the murder weapon. You were running away from our gallant conductor here. I think this crime is solved.
And you tried to use it. And she's going to point a finger.
Of course, to detain the murderer. I'd use it again. I don't regret any
That's
of my actions.
That's a bit melodramatic. We're not sure who killed him yet.
Why didn't the gun work?
Why didn't the gun?
I don't know.
Can we investigate the gun? Somebody who's not restrained?
Where is the gun now?
Where is the gun now?
I don't think anyone's restrained right now.
I think you'll find I'm restrained. Oh. Just saying.
But yeah.
Okay. So I don't know. Bernard, you can choose. Where's the gun?
So Theodore tried to use it.
Dexter
tried to use it on Curran.
Yeah, he did.
And then I flying ninja kicked Curran in the face and knocked him out.
Yes.
I wasn't knocked out, no, but
you realize
monks
doesn't
over,
give you proficiency in high kicks. Like, you're not Raikou from Street Fighter.
Yeah, all right. We'll rephrase that. Ryu from Street Fighter. I was twirling in circles as I was going across the car
in a narrow train car.
So after that, I guess my rage levels calmed down a little bit after I got hold of him, and then obviously I see Dexter with the gun. I take the gun off Dexter, and the gun is now on the bar of the dining car. It's laying there as an exhibit. Yeah. I'm trying not to have people touch it because obviously it's contaminating the murder weapon.
Okay, so it's right there in front of everybody.
So it's on the bar, perfectly visible. Everyone can see it. But it's behind me. Like, you can't get at it without going around me.
I'm going to ask some questions to Bernard. Bernard, Mr. Copperpot, I should say, have you inspected the weapon?
No, I haven't inspected it.
As I squeeze your shoulder almost painfully.
Has it ever occurred to you that the person who shot Egan would be covered in blood? Ah, my shoulder.
No need to keep roughhousing here. We're all here.
He's the murderer. He was caught sneaking around.
We've all snuck around. I've snuck around. I'm not a murderer.
Have you?
Of course I have. Someone's been killed. Someone who I've worked with has been killed. This is all emotional for everyone, really? So...
Then I can't trust any of you.
I guess not. But can we leave off high kicks and tying up and things until we get some actual detectives on board?
They'll be coming at the next station.
Yes,
none of you are leaving until
before
that
the next station. I would like breakfast though, and I'm gonna absolutely call for some because it smells so good.
So I think there's like bells.
Yeah.
So if anyone's been to Japan, so one of the amazing things about Japan is you actually have a buzzer on your table and you press it and a waiter or waitress will come to your table. It's the best thing ever. So you've all got those. You've got magic bells on your table that you've been using for the last few days.
So it's like sitting in an aircraft and pressing the like attention button.
Yeah, but it's not rude. You're expected to do it.
So I'll be definitely ringing for some tea and breakfast.
Bernard, you need to... I'm only interested in the truth. Somebody killed my father.
So as this happens, Belladonna pushes the bell and one of the goblin waiters arrives, or waitresses. Who would like to play the goblin waiter or waitress?
Hello. Oh, everyone's answering up immediately. Three of us at once. I'm okay. I'll step out. Two of the other guys want to do it. I'll step out. I'm good.
I'll let Lisa take it.
All right. What do you want?
I'm walking here.
What do you want? we got breakfast. We got coffee. We got tea. We got a
time
full,
is money,
full,
pal.
Time is money, pal. We got full Fairhaven breakfast, sausage, beans, mushrooms. What do you want?
That's amazing.
I'll have a full breakfast and a coffee.
Are you making fun of me? You making fun of my accent?
You making fun of my accent?
No, I just want to know what you want for breakfast. That's all I want.
Coffee.
All right, coffee for you and the full thing. All right.
The full Fairhaven.
Full Fairhaven. Yeah. You got it. All right. Bernie! We got a one full Fairhaven. You want toast? This lady, you want I was like, yes, I would like exactly the same, please, thank you. And juice, any fresh juice? Yeah, we got Bernie, squeeze some.
What? I'm busy out here. What do you want
Sling
now?
Sling two all day. All right, sling two all day, one burn it. Bring it out.
Oh, goddamn. All right.
He turned into a trucker. Anybody else? Coffee? Toast? Kippers, what do you want?
I'll have some tea and toast, please.
Tea and
Thank
toast.
You.
Honestly, I don't know how you're all eating in front of the body here. There's a dead person next to us all, and you're all drinking coffee. What's going on? For God's sake.
The coffee does smell
Bernard!
Dexter, I think you're suspiciously not hungry, okay?
I know, I didn't say that.
you, Dexter, that's your name. You're the one with the funny business. Did you do this? Because I don't want to serve anybody that's done this.
No, I'll have a coffee, please, and a full Fairhaven.
All right, a coffee. But I got my eye on you.
Could we please get some cheesy toast, was it? Is that what he wanted?
That's a good point. Where the hell's
I'm
he
sure
gone?
I'm sure he'll be back soon.
Upon hearing this, Bernard kind of looks around and notices that, Skellack isn't actually there.
Oh, that's a good point. Where's the little one?
Don't know.
And is this a good time to flick the camera over? So, how tall are you as a dwarf?
Oh, I said I was like 4 foot, 4.5 feet, which is like kind of low to middle size. Like I'm.
Oh, and you love your tiny characters.
So, if half your body's poking out the top of the train,
like 1.5 feet of my body, that's it. Like,
there's only like 1.5 feet or like 2 foot below.
Oh yeah, like goblins could easily walk under me and not look up, like if I say nothing.
Yeah, so this is what I'm thinking. So I think if you give me like this stealth roll as you kind of, in fact, no, give me a listen roll as you, if you see if you hear, because right now you're kind of struggling and trying to get your way out and making quite a bit of noise, but you hear the door, or you may hear the door slide open. Let's see if you notice that, what's he called? Scrunchy or something?
Sam Squench.
Sam Squench. It's just Rick and Morty all over. I'm squanching here. Sorry. So give me a listen roll. See if you know. Is there a listen? There's not, is there? Give me a perception.
Perception.
Roll.
Okay. Bim, 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 bim. I have so many tabs open because there's so many PDFs. So it is 20 plus 2. Oh my god, I got 2 crit fails in a row. Oh, I'm like, so I get a crit fail, so I'm like panicking. I'm like beating the bollocks out of this. That's not a great way to say it. I'm beating the crap out of this metal hoarding that's holding me in place, going, get, just let me, I want to get out of this. God, I don't hear anything as there's like Sam Squatches below me and I'm slamming on this metal galvanized, I assume it is, kind of holding me in place.
Yeah, and I think you, because you rolled a 1, so terror was going to happen, so you actually just like managed to free yourself and just fall through and land right on Sam Squanchy and hammer him to the ground, and he's like, what the hell?
My left hand shoots.
This is the same guy who rubbed his balls on me not too long ago.
Yeah.
Bear that in mind.
Wait, are we talking about me in real life? My character? Sam Squelch? I need some context.
Secrets. We never speak of these things.
Maybe not. You shouldn't read my blog.
And sort of green goblin blood just flies everywhere.
Oh no.
And you look down at the and he's just bent in a completely wrong direction.
Oh my god.
Buddy? And my left hand reaches out and shakes him. You okay?
And you sort of look down and his eyeball just sort of rolls out of his head and just...
No!
Squish! Out across Christ. The floor. Squanch.
Squench. Squish.
Squench.
But he does have the keys in his hand.
Can I... Okay, so,
okay. Oh my god, you killed Sam Squench.
So I genuinely don't realize how Skalek would react to this. So I'm going to roll a D100. Under 50, he panics. Sorry, over 50, he panics. Under 50, he doesn't panic. Under 50, he doesn't panic. Okay, cool. So
totally intended to squash him with my ass.
Yeah. Oh my god, I this doesn't look good. Someone else has been murdered in the train. I'm going to be murdered. Like, this is all to myself. Like, what can I do? Second class is there. It's the cargo. I'm going to take his body and bring it behind my major image of the locked door. And like,
so you do know that you can just push the plates aside on the like and just push him out.
I do. I do. I'm going to do what I said and lay him behind my major image.
So the major image is on the other side. So this is, you're in the tunnel between.
So I'm
the carriages.
I am between 2 carriages. Yep. I'm going to walk through the major image, drag his body with me, splay him out, like outturn all of his pockets.
So I mean, I don't actually think Sam Squanch has got dressed yet. So I think he's like, he's still wearing that sort of little loincloth because he's and he's got the keys. So he's got the keys to the cargo hold and to the train and
okay.
And that's it.
So
he's folded backwards.
I'm gonna like
folded in half backwards.
I'm gonna basically make it like any like fire extinguishers there or any like any sort of clutter in the room, like fire extinguishers or different things, gently places on the ground to look like there was a scuffle, tear his loincloth, make it look like there was a fight, and just leave him there while taking his keys and opening up the cabin. My thinking as a character is I'm gonna make it look like he was jumped while getting some cargo by some ne'er-do-well in second class, and that's what happened. Because there's no... Is there any blood on me? Is there anything I need to worry about?
You're, like, covered in green blood.
Can I at least roll some luck? Come on, give me...
Your ass is green, like...
Okay, so I do all this. I then realise, oh, fuck, I'm covered in blood. I'm going to fuck him out the window then. Fine. If that's what we're going to do, I'm going to fuck him out the window. I want to make it kind
of
cool.
I really thought it was weird that you were going to ritually display him out like some kind of...
I wanted to make it like... Okay. Like, I was going to make it seem like he was clearly dead and killed by someone and then come back and go, maybe not... Maybe that... wait till someone found him, or else maybe myself go, oh my god, they killed a goblin, went looking for my stuff and they killed a goblin.
Oh my god, someone killed a goblin and then wiped his blood on my ass.
I mean, I'm pretty sure.
Let me go with this.
Goblin murders.
Joe, do me a favor. Just trust me, please.
Are illegal.
Please trust me.
I'm still a bit confused about what you're doing.
What happened?
Okay, so I'm between two carriages. I fall in Sam Squelch, right? And he's dead as fuck. My arse covered in his beautiful green blood.
Yeah.
I'm going to make it look like he got attacked right here and leave his body right here. I'm going to take them keys. I'm going to open the cargo. Hold. Cool. I'm going to go to my luggage. Right? I'm going to get some beautiful slippers of spider climbing, whatever the fuck they're called.
Yeah. Spider climb. Yeah.
Yeah. So hang on. So you go into the... So you unlock the cargo hold and it kind of moves back with a whoosh and the sort of glowing light stays there for a moment, even though there's no door, and then that fades. You look across the cargo hold and it's in very, very dim light. There's a double door at the very back, which is where all the cargo was loaded on. There are about a dozen wooden crates stacked around the car, and they're all strapped to the floor to keep them from moving around. Against the left-hand wall, as you enter, there's a whole load of metal lockboxes. Leaning against the right-hand wall is Blue Shield, this enormous warforged. A lot of warforged are kind of, they were used a lot in the war as shock tactics. They're basically people made out of metal. But this is different. He is about 9 foot tall. There is a huge greatsword strapped to his back, and his left arm just is a shield, which is why he's called Blue Shield.
So as the former business partner who helped Egan Becker get his business off the ground, did I help design Blue Shield?
So Blue Shield was once a sentient being, but you know that Egan has messed with whatever sentience he has inside his head, whatever words that makes him sentient.
Did I know him before Egan got the chance to do this, is my question then?
Sure. Yeah, I think so. But you haven't known him since Egan. You know that Egan's been messing with him.
And is he awake? Is he asleep? Is he dormant? What's the story with him?
There's a dull blue light glowing in each of his eyes.
Okay, so I realize that he's probably in some sort of like semi-sentient like rest, like let's call it sleep mode from a computer. Like that's where I think he's in. So I'm going to try and sneak past him, and I'm looking for just a fine black leather with like brown straps around it, trunk, and buckled down with SM, so Sacklack Metal Mane initials on. For my cargo.
Okay, so
excuse me.
So give me that investigation roll. See how long this takes you.
Ooh, buddy.
I totally would have tried to wake up.
Oh, fuck me.
Mr. Blue Steel there.
I rolled a 4 plus 2, 6. I'm really, really, really guilty about murdering a really nice goblin who never brought me a cheese toasty. Only a small bit guilty, maybe.
So this is going to take you a while. Do you want to carry on searching or do you want to do something else?
I often find all I care about is finding my cargo and finding what's in my cargo.
Okay, so we're going to flick back to everybody else. So Bernard, I think we left and you asked where Sam Squanch has been. He's been a while. He's disappeared. There's no sign of him. I would say probably breakfast has appeared, maybe, or it's appearing now.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm tucking in.
This full Fairhaven is just next level. Compliments to the chef.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm watching them all eat, keeping a particularly close eye on Ronin. Can I? What was the name of the male goblin?
It's Sam Squanch.
Sam Squanch.
No, the other one. The one that I played.
Reggie.
Just now in the kitchen.
Bernie,
that was it.
Bernie? What? And I'm a Bernard? What is this? A train of Burns? Okay.
Where's Sam Squanch?
You do have your little stone, you know.
I pick the stone out of my pocket and I press it to call him.
It just shows you a picture of someone's butt.
So So it kind of like just sort of pulses, like you described it, so it pulses on and off, and then suddenly this picture of Sam Squanch appears, and he says,
"Hi there, you've reached the answering lithograph of Sam Squanch. Unfortunately, I can't come to the lithograph right now, but if you want to leave me a message, I'll get back to you any moment."
I hang up.
That damn goblin. If I find him slacking off again.
I press it again, just hoping he'll pick up again. And it pulsates again, and it makes the weird high-pitched humming noise of...
So I hear this rattling against the metal ground of the train. No? Anyway, I hear...
Hello? I'm on a train! No, it's shit!
Again, UK...
I'm being squished with someone.
UK reference no one gets, boys. UK reference no one
no
gets.
No one is going to get that reference.
For our non-UK friends, God. Trigger Happy TV, look it up. So, I am going to run over to the blue orb, trying to turn it off and stop it making any noise, and I'm going to, like, hold it in a way that all of a sudden a voice comes out of it and says,
"Sam Squanch, where are you?"
And I think that is probably the perfect place to end this week's episode. Thank you, everyone at home, for listening. I've been Joe Trier. You can get in contact with me on Twitter at HWRPodcast. You can contact all of us through the Facebook page and the Discord. Trace is actually one of our Discord moderators. And if you want to get in touch with the podcast, if you want us to play any of your games or play any of your scenarios, like this excellent scenario we've played today, contact us through email at howyourpodcast@gmail.com. Owen, how can people get in contact with you? Is there anything you want to share? I know you've got some other cool projects happening.
Yeah, if you want to get in contact with me, guys, it's How We Roll Owen, and Owen is Eoghan. If you want to give me any tips, advice, questions, you can hit me up there. If you join our Discord, I'm pretty active on there. We also do suggestions for How We Roll, which is a show me and Joe sometimes run, which is a discussion kind of side project we occasionally do. There's a section in there for that. If you want to hear me do some role-playing in Dungeons & Dragons, because I haven't been on the show in a while, I'm on Red Moon role-playing at the moment. And other than that, I kind of bum around on our Twitch channel playing silly games at HWR Podcast. If you like Stardew Valley or Football Manager, check it out.
Amazing. And Lisa, how can people get in contact with you and anything you'd like to share or talk about?
Yeah, you can find me, Lisa Lee, on Twitter at Lisa Bell, LISABELLE. You can find me in the Discord. I haven't been there in a little bit, but I'll be back. And there's some video games and some audio drama things and some animated series things I can't talk about yet, but soon. I'll be able to talk about it soon.
Amazing. Thank you. And Corinne, I know there's all sorts of things going on with you. Is there anything you can share right now? And how can people get in contact with you?
Well, nothing I can share at the moment. If people want to get in contact with me, it's the How We Roll Discord or... How We Roll Facebook page, or on at Curran's _lines as my handle for Twitter or Instagram. That's it.
Brilliant, thank you. And Aaron, how can people get in contact with you, and something you'd like to share or talk about?
Yeah, you can go ahead and get in touch with me at the usual channels, which is Grunty Baby UK on the Twitters, as well as on the How We Roll Discord, which I'm always lurking, always watching, and just go ahead and ask me any questions, give me some tips, because God knows I need them, and we'll see where that goes.
Amazing. And last but by no means least, thank you again for joining us on the show, Tracy. How can people get in contact with you? Is there anything you'd like to share?
The How We Roll Discord is great. Also, if you are a teacher or an educator and you're interested in gamification or game-based learning, I do a podcast called Game Level Learn, where we talk about board games and role-playing games and how you can use those mechanics in your classrooms.
So good.
Amazing. Thank you very much. And again, awesome. Thank you everyone for playing tonight, and thank you all for listening.
So we hope you enjoyed our little show. If you'd like to hear more of what we do, you can find our Call of Cthulhu one-shots, as well as D&D, Curse of Strahd, on iTunes, Spotify, and pretty much wherever you can find podcasts. Next week, we return to Two-Headed Serpent, and the week after that, we'll do our finale of Murder on the Orient Express. If you cannot wait that long, and you'd like to get some more cool stuff, please check out our Patreon at patreon.com/HowWeRollPodcast. For around $5 a month, you get access to early episodes, and you also get access to secret Patreon-only content, including the brand new Call of Cthulhu scenario, The Space Between, which is a Patreon exclusive. Before we go, I want to say a huge thank you to all of our Patreons. You really do keep the show going, and we cannot thank you enough. And we want to welcome our newest patrons, Daniel Trung, Zampano, and Zach J. Thank you again so much. It means the world to us that you give us this support. Before we go, we also want to say a big thank you to BattleBards, who have provided much of the music and sound effects that you've heard during the episode. We highly recommend checking them out at battlebards.com. Lastly, our partners at Idle Champions of the Forgotten Realms have a gold chest code. If you do enjoy clicker games and all sorts of D&D fun, please go check them out. It's a free game, and by getting this gold chest code, you get all sorts of cool stuff. All you need to do is enter the game and enter the shop and use this code, OUPSHOKEJOSS. That is all from us, and we will be back next week. Until then, take care.